This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, February 23rd, 2019. This week in security news, on 8 occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding safety and security matters. Most important for this update, on Tuesday, Alert USA subscribers were informed of a knifing rampage and shooting in central Marseille, France. In this incident, a 36-year-old male, identified as one Kareem, last initial L, was walking on Canebière, the historic high street in Marseille's old quarter, when he inquired of several passersby in French and an unspecified second language as to their nationality. According to multiple reports, he then attacked each in accord with their answers. When police arrived, the attacker dropped the knife, pulled a handgun, and was then fatally shot by the officers. The victims are three men and one woman. The suspect was known to police in particular for a murder case in 2003 and was reportedly released from prison in October of 2018. French authorities report that the suspect was not known to anti-terrorism police. As is common practice in France and many other countries in Europe, before the smoke even clears, official statements were being made that there was no reason to think that the attack was terror-related, but information was sketchy. Interestingly, only 24 hours later, Alert USA subscribers were informed of the release of a new Islamic State propaganda poster in wide circulation on jihadist social media channels, which capitalizes on the Marseille attack, saying, quote, "You have started the war, but you won't be able to win it, and we have more, insha'Allah, or God willing." Listeners are reminded that in October of 2017, a man wielding a knife killed two women in the St. Charles main train station in Marseille in an attack later claimed by the Islamic State. In November of 2016, French authorities arrested a seven-man terror cell in Marseille and Strasbourg, planning a terrorist attack in the Paris region. The cell members entered Europe through Portugal, posing as refugees. In other news, this week the mainstream media has been advocating on behalf of Huda Muthana, a former Alabama resident who used her university tuition money 4 years ago to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State as a so-called ISIS bride. Last month, Muthana was captured by U.S.-backed forces as she fled ISIS-controlled territory. Now that both of her Islamic State husbands have been killed on the battlefield and her current home is a tent in a refugee camp in Syria, Muthana contends that she, quote, deeply regrets joining the Islamic State and wants to return to the U.S. along with her 18-month-old son. Except there are a few problems. The first, a fact which the mainstream media is cautiously dancing around in their portrayal of the pretty-faced Muthana, is that while in Syria, she became one of the Islamic State's most prominent online agitators, often taking to social media calling for the blood of Americans to be spilled, as well as encouraging attacks. There are also numerous disturbing images the mainstream media is failing to show you of Muthana, including one of her dressed in ISIS desert camouflage, crouching over a bound captive's back as she is cutting off his head. Another problem she faces is that she is not a U.S. citizen. You see, while she was in fact born in New Jersey, Muthana's father was a Yemeni diplomat, and the children of diplomats are typically not granted birthright citizenship since diplomats are considered under the jurisdiction of their own country. This week, lawsuits were filed by lawyers from the Council on American Islamic Relations on behalf of Muthana's parents after Secretary of State Pompeo issued a statement on the matter. Quote, "Ms. Huda Muthana is not a U.S. citizen and will not be admitted into the United States. She does not have any legal basis, no valid U.S. passport, no right to a passport, nor any visa to travel to the United States. We continue to strongly urge all U.S. citizens not to travel to Syria." Listeners are urged not to be sucked into a sympathetic mindset in the coming weeks and months as the mainstream media continues to portray the 24-year-old as a victim of brainwashing and innocent youthful mistakes. You can find more on these and other stories in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. If you're not already a subscriber, visit threatjournal.com and sign up today. The publication is free and will remain that way. Alert USA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages of new alerts, warnings, and advisories, or any other factors which signal a change in the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that a new U.S. government-issued worldwide caution for American citizens was released by the State Department just weeks ago, warning of the continuing threat of terrorist activities, political violence, and criminal activity globally. Quoting from that cautionary statement, "Terrorist groups including the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, their associates, and those inspired by such organizations are intent on attacking U.S. citizens wherever they are. Terrorists are increasingly using less sophisticated methods, including edged weapons, pistols, and vehicles as weapons, to effectively target crowds and increasingly aim to identify and attack soft targets, such as high-profile public events, hotels, clubs and restaurants, places of worship, schools, parks, shopping malls and markets, tourism infrastructure, and tourist sites, as well as public transportation systems. U.S. citizens are strongly encouraged to maintain a high level of vigilance and practice good situational awareness when traveling. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, regardless of your destination, Alert USA strongly recommends checking out the U.S. State Department's travel website, as well as that of the CDC, for safety, security, and health considerations about your destination. We also recommend taking a few minutes to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and British governments to see the travel guidance that those nations are providing to their citizens, as threats and assessments can and do vary. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, February 23rd, 2019.